We're going to discuss next. Ronald Fiddler. He is the British man who carried out a suicide bombing in Iraq on Monday for ISIS, and he is the former Guantanamo Bay detainee as well. Ronald Fiddler, 50 years old, had converted to Islam in the 1990s, changed his name to Jamal al-Harith. He was then picked up, and this is the significant bit, in Afghanistan in 2002 by US security forces and incarcerated in Guantanamo Bay for a further 2 years. Following his release, he was then awarded, it is thought, about £1 million in compensation by the UK government. But the story didn't stop there. Fiddler travelled to Syria in 2014 to fight for ISIS and is believed to be behind the car bomb detonated at an Iraqi army base in Tal Gaysum near Mosul on Monday. Does this latest turn of events show we should have kept a much closer eye on those who were released from Guantanamo Bay? And what about the money they were paid in compensation? How is that justified? Do call us 0500 288 291. Email vine@bbc.co.uk. We'll discuss this in a moment with Anthony Gleese, Director of the Centre for Security and Intelligence at the University of Buckingham, and also Joan Smith, writer and human rights campaigner. But let's just find out more about Ronald Fiddler himself with Pav Bharti, who's a reporter for BBC Radio Manchester, the city where Fiddler and his family were living. So, Pav, who was he?
Well, he was a Manchester man, and as you say, he converted to Islam in the 90s and changed his name to Jalaluddin al-Harith. Now, we do not know exactly how he forged links with the so-called Islamic state, but in April 2014 is when he made his way to Syria, which, of course, at the time was the stronghold of the group. Now, it's believed he got to Syria via the Turkish border, and it was definitely his intention of being a fighter for them. Now, he had a wife and 5 children, and his wife spoke to the Daily Mirror. She said that her and her children went to Syria to try and persuade him to come back home, but failed, and they ended up having to flee for their lives from IS territory.
So if we go back more than a decade, he started by going to Afghanistan and he ended up in Guantanamo. Why was that? How did he end up in Guantanamo Bay?
Well, his journey began straight after the 9/11 attacks. So in October 2001, he travelled to Pakistan. Now, that's what he was sort of claiming, that he was going on a religious holiday, and he was arrested that very same year. Now, basically, he was found in a prison in Afghanistan in early 2002, which he had been placed in after being intercepted by the Taliban, who believed him to be a British spy. Now, at that time, his sister, Maxine Fiddler, sort of told us that he believed the Americans to be his saviours. However, they imprisoned him after coming to the conclusion that he tried to join the Islamic fundamentalist groups. So he spent 2 years there and was reportedly tortured during that time. Now, Britain lobbied to release him, and in 2004, he was repatriated to Britain. Now, some reports have said that he received £1 million worth of compensation from the government. And actually, the Home Secretary, David Blunkett, at the time said that, you know, people who were going to be released from Guantanamo were not going to be a threat for the British people.
In between Afghanistan and Syria, what was he doing in Britain after he got out of Guantanamo Bay?
Well, it seems that he kind of lived a normal life. You know, there was a lot of lobbying to bring him back. His family spoke to the BBC's Panorama programme and told them how he'd changed in some ways. You know, he used to go out clubbing and drinking, and then he'd stopped doing that when he turned to Islam, and that had become a stronger belief. They said that they thought he was very well put together and he had changed because of his experiences in Guantanamo. You know, and for many years, it seems he led a normal life. He got married, he'd had children. And that's as much as we really know.
Pav Bharti for BBC Radio Manchester, thank you very much indeed. Let's talk further about this with